So the next question has to do with how do video games affect children physically? When kids are playing exciting video games, it causes arousal in their body. Their heart rates go quicker. Their breathing goes quicker. You can hear them when they talk with other kids online that they are becoming excited and agitated. There are some other video games which seem to be calming and relaxing, such as Minecraft. But there is clear effect of basically getting on a video game and what could happen to a person's heart rate, breathing, etc. Another thing that's very interesting is that there was a sleep study done, and it shows that after kids play video games, they have a hard time going to sleep for at least 1 hour period. Perhaps the reason for this is because when it's time to go to bed, they've turned off their video games and they keep thinking about the game and what they want to do next time. So it causes their body to have a hard time relaxing and going to sleep. That's a pretty bad effect for many kids. And so the sleep doctors say that all video games should be turned off 1 hour before bedtime. And in fact, not only video games, but all electronic devices that have a screen. What is the main problem the children that I see have as a result of playing video games? Power struggling with their parents to not turn them off, sneaking video games when they're not supposed to, lying about video games and playing video games, sneaking video games after bedtime in the middle of the night, telling their mom and dad that they're doing homework or doing chores when actually they're doing video games, pretending to be on their computer doing something on Google when instead they're actually playing video games or looking at YouTube. So it causes major distractibility and power struggles with parents constantly. What do you do to help children recover from video game addiction? Work with the parents to set very firm limits on when the kids can play video games. Make sure that kids are getting done what they need to get done before they play video games, and that the video games is more like a reward or a paycheck for hard work, period. Setting up some automatic controls to control the amount of video gaming or electronic stuff that kids are doing, period. This could include something like Net Nanny, Disney 360, Wi-Fi controls that turn off Wi-Fi, sleep timers on televisions with parent controls on Apple devices and Google.